January 6th committee holds a primetime hearing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, and in it, squarely blaming former President Trump for the incursion at the Capitol building last January.
Last year's Capitol attack was an attempted coup, Select Committee Chairman Democrat Benny Thompson said in his opening statement of a primetime hearing.
And ultimately, Donald Trump, the President of the United States, spurred a mob of domestic enemies of the Constitution.
The panel played excerpts of taped depositions, including former Attorney General Bill Barr recalling his conversation with former President Trump about widespread election fraud.
And I told them that it was crazy stuff, and they were wasting their time on that.
Most House Republicans have criticized the panel as partisan and ignoring questions about security around the Capitol ahead of the breach.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the Capitol reports more hearings are scheduled next week. The House has passed a bill to raise from 18 to 21 the minimum age to buy semi-automatic rifles and limit the capacity of ammunition clips. The bill is unlikely to pass in the Senate, but Texas Senator John Cornyn says there will likely be compromise legislation ahead.
I am optimistic in the next couple of weeks we'll have something for Senator Schumer to put on the floor that will pass with a significant bipartisan majority.
Workplace violence has left three people dead in a machine shop in Maryland, another person critically injured. The suspect, who was an employee at the facility, led a state trooper on a chase that ended with more gunfire.
Suspect fired and shot state trooper in the shoulder, who then returned fire and shot him back.
It's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan. Both the suspect and the state trooper are expected to recover. Police haven't said yet what the shooter's motive may have been. The Uvalde, Texas school system's police chief, criticized for his actions during the massacre at Robb Elementary School, has said he did not consider himself to be the person in charge. America's listening.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A potential school shooting stopped Thursday in Alabama.
Gadsden Elementary School District Superintendent Tony Reddick said someone was trying to get into Walnut Elementary Thursday. The principal contacted the school resource officer. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says the person was trying to get into a Rainbow City police car when the school resource officer confronted him. The suspect tried to take the officer's firearm. And after Gadsden police officers arrived, the suspect was shot and killed.
We understood that in the Uvalde situation, that very unfortunate situation, that particular gunman was able to get into an unlocked door. So our doors remain locked.
Reddick says 34 kids inside attending a summer literacy program were safe and taken to a high school to meet their parents. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Navy helicopter crashed Thursday evening near El Centro, California. Four crew members aboard, all of them survived. That crash site not far from where a Marine Osprey helicopter crashed on Wednesday, killing five service members. A report on inflation is due out in the morning with the Consumer Price Index for May from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists predicting it'll show prices last month ran about 8.3% higher than last May. This as the average price of gas is expected to crest $5 a gallon this weekend.
The national average price of gas, $4.97 a gallon. That is just 3 cents short of $5. But nearly half of the U.S. is already paying that. 20 states plus Washington, D.C., they all have an average of $5 a gallon. New York, Utah, Vermont, and Rhode Island, the latest to join that club. Another thing that experts have pointed out, we are officially in hurricane season. If a storm hits the Gulf Coast and those refineries, on top of all the other pressures we are already seeing on our gas infrastructure, that would be another thing that would create problems. So this is really just the beginning of the summer, but we are seeing the start of a real gas problem.
Madison Allworth of the Fox Business Network. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.